Jason Dickin, friends. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Rocky went all Hank Schrader on you. Damn it, Murray. They're not rocks, they're minerals.
Haha, Breaking Bad.
The Blue Rooster says, magic effing crystals. Crying laughing emoji, I just died. And Regina says, I have a rose quartz that I keep in my car.
Yes.
I don't know what it does, but I feel better when it's in there. I'll take it with me if I'm in a loaner or a rental. See, that's the thing.
That.
Yeah. If you feel better, then feel good. All right? Mm-hmm. Are you getting placebo affected? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I don't know. But just don't call your ex-husband and want $500 to give to some predator guru.
That's
how I know you got a problem.
The energy that you put into it. So, like, this one particular rose quartz, maybe it's not going to do the same thing for everybody. But if you hold it and you're like, hey, this makes me feel love, or this makes me feel self-acceptance, you're putting that energy into it, and then it becomes a talisman for you that when you pick up that crystal, you're like, hey, I love myself, or I feel loved. And that's, I don't think that the magic comes from the crystal itself. It's the magic in you. Hey guys, catch me.
The secret was inside us all this
beautiful.
Time.
I'm ascending into heaven.
You know, I
feel
have
like
that
if
feeling.
If you give Jason a crystal, it's going to turn black. The energy that he's putting into it.
I have that. What do you hold a rose quartz and then you feel loved and fulfilled?
Mm-hmm.
I have that when I hold money or boobs. Is that consenting it's, boobs? People. Or ones that I've just given money to. I don't know. Again, look, if as long as it's not hurting anybody else, then I say continue on.
So Roxy pulled out all of her various crystals and stones and medallions.
Which is light for me.
Yeah.
This is I had to get up early. I didn't know what kind of energy I wanted to pull with me. I knew I wanted the fluorite because I wanted to, like, keep it chill.
Mm-hmm. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
But you keep all this in your bra.
Yes.
Is it specifically the boob energy that is helping these, or is that...
It's the only place...
That just works for you?
Just a convenient carrying
it's
vessel?
It's the only place... I lost a credit card in there, and I called the bank. I called the bank to be like, I lost my card, send me a new one. And then at the end of the day, I took it off, and it had just migrated to the little back section. They're perfect. Hooters are great pockets.
Credit card boob pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Is that why y'all can't get jeans with real pockets? Because, like, we got boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like legit question if you can explain this to me. And if not, then I'll just continue thinking this is nonsense. You know what? Spoiler alert. I'm going to do that no matter what. Same ex-wife. I don't remember if this was before or after. I guess this must have been before the Guru Stone story. Because, yeah, I remember her coming to my house a good year and some after we had officially broken it off. And she came and she was just like, she just called me again and was like, hey, can I come over? I want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, no, what is this about? And then she comes and sits and she just told me, she was like, it was a very nice, heartfelt thing. She was like, I've learned a lot about myself in the last year. And I feel like I'm in a much better place now, and I couldn't have done it without you. And so I just wanted to thank you for the role that you've played in my life. She said that to me, and I was like, wow, that's very mature. And like, maybe if you had those realizations a little while ago, it wouldn't be in this.
Spoken like a typical Scorpio.
Right.
No, and I said, what did you learn about yourself? And she goes, well, it has a lot to do with my astrology chart. And I was like, oh, Jesus. And then she made me call my mom and find out the exact time of day that I was born because she wanted to draw up my chart. Or I don't know.
But do you remember what time?
It's 1 a.m.
Are you already working on this chart, Roxy?
Roxy is writing it
down.
So are you telling me that, like, if I had been born at noon, I would be an accountant or gay or some different version, a Republican? Like, I would just be a different person if I would have been born hours later?
Maybe not hours, but days perhaps.
Days later?
I think of astrology like a house. So your sun sign, which is what most people... You guys started sleeping as soon as I started talking about this.
Oh, no. I'm about the sun sign.
Your sun sign is the house. That's what people pass on the street, and they're like, oh, hey, that's Jason's house. He's a Scorpio. The inside of the house is all of your different planets. So it's not just about this one sign. It's about all of the different planets. Each planet represents a different room. Okay. And then it's like you're a particular house. So that's why all Scorpios aren't the same. All Libras aren't the same. All Sagittariuses aren't the same because we have different spices.
Well, see, here's the thing for me is that I don't know if it's because you were born at a certain time or because the planets were this orientation, but just like I was born in October. And so that means that I was one of the youngest people in my grade. Because just I didn't hit that age to start school.
And
like that could have been totally different. If I was born, you know, 6 months earlier, I might have been in a completely different grade with different people. And so I don't know how those things interact. All I know is that every time I see something about scorpions, it's that they like to control and you don't trust them. And I'm like, that's Jason. That's Jason.
Scorpions.
They sting you.
Yep.
Now, it could also just, you know, be one of those, if you think of the number 23, you start seeing 23 everywhere. It's like one of those, if you start looking for what you think are your horoscopes and things, you will find them. It's if you learn a new word, all of a sudden you start seeing it everywhere else. That's probably a name for this effect, but like that could be part of it as well.
Even if it is just an effect. Man, how fun is it to participate in the magic of the world? You know, like we watch Harry Potter and we're like, oh, I wish I had a wand. There's magic everywhere, baby. Also, my number is 69. Not kidding.
Wait, what?
I see the number 69
nice.
All the time.
Wow.
That's like my number.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought I just looked up my horoscope. I'd be like, that'd be a fun way to wrap things up on this whole thing. And I'm reading it and it's not fun at all. Today's skies have left you and put optimism back into these narratives. It says the future oriented Aquarius moon merges with the big picture. What are we?
Back to Jason, Dick and Friends. 101X.
Justin Furstenfeld, Blue October, is playing at Whitewater Amphitheater in a couple of weeks. We have those tickets coming up later on. New friend Roxy Castillo is with us in studio. We got a bunch of tweets on the astrology thing. Mr. C says, astrology is lame. I'm a Sagittarius. Where's my horse-sized junk? But I'm with Jason. If you're not hurting anyone and you benefit from it, you do you, homie. Believe what you want. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't give all your money to a psychic. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, oops.
Do you
oopsie daisy?
Do you spend a lot of money on these astrology pursuits, Roxy?
Not astrology, but psychics.
Wait, well, the psychics, is this in the same wheelhouse? Is this the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, now I feel like we have to explore this as well.
What's your most expensive crystal?
My most expensive crystal.
No, I don't even know if I want to know.
Probably like $50.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm a tame crystal owner. Right.
Something most expensive crystal. How many songs? 50 champagne and a stripper thing. Sorry, there's a joke there, but.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
The crystal room.
What's your most expensive crystal? And I was like, she works at Palazzo.
Oh, okay.
Just say that.
I thought that was like a Nickelback reference to one of their songs or something.
Nickelback?
Because they do strippers.
We are not stuff. We are not vibing. Yeah, this is our
Libra Scorpio.
We need to get our chakras in coordination. I don't know what.
You need to stop being influenced by Uranus.
Okay, well, I no longer have the worst joke of the segment, so feel better about that. It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines
Sparks
brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. Come on, guys. A new survey of more than 30,000 Americans say we think Hollywood stars would make good politicians. Do we not learn?
No.
Do we not learn our lesson?
No,
we just
America.
Did this, man. Now you're going to tell me Donald Trump was a businessman. No, he's a game show host, okay?
Who do people want? What's the public clamoring for?
Will Smith was always one, and I was kind of on board with that until he went all Scientology and hasn't had a hit in forever. So
Did you see Gemini Man?
No, I did not.
Is that the one where his kid is? What happens in Gemini Man?
I don't want to spoil it, but we're dealing
isn't
with
it his kid.
It's not
younger.
Astrology. No, right. somebody clones him. He's a hitman, and they clone him. He has to fight his younger self, who still is all not.
Oh, it's not his kid.
Or grizzled and jaded. No.
Yeah, and they use the CGI technology to make him look all young.
Yeah.
That was a deep fake man.
Yeah, it worked great on Robert De Niro, The Irishman. That was tremendous. You watch The Irishman?
Nope.
No. Don't worry. It's only like 4.5 hours of excellence. So the most talked about name is always The Rock, Nick, a relatively smart person, you have endorsed the idea. Is that just a bit that you've endorsed the idea of The Rock for president?
He's going to do it, okay?
58% of people say they would vote for The Rock. We don't even know what he's about, okay? We don't even know. I can't even smell what The Rock is cooking.
He's cooking democracy.
Oh, it's sold.
Well, actually,
if he did that as the tagline, jabronis out, vote.
Here's the bad news, is that The Rock, if he runs for president, will be Republican. I guarantee you that.
You guarantee me that?
I guarantee you he's going to be Republican.
Do you know about his politics?
They're Republican-ish. But I do think that he's going to approach it with a let's try to do the right thing. Let's try to. He's not just going to be sitting there trying to, you know, cash in checks for his district or make a bunch of money in the private sector. He's going to legitimately wants to make our country better and will work with people to do it.
But
does he know how to do that?
Yes.
How? Based on what experience? Because he knows what it's like to trade punches with Vince Diesel in Fast 45.
Yes.
Vince Diesel.
They taught him about family.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel.
Did I say Vince Diesel?
You said Vince Diesel.
I'm all over the place with my names.
I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm all over the place with my names.
Here's what I want. I want The Rock versus John Cena. I think John Cena is going to be much. He will be the Democratic
in a political
candidate.
Election?
Not election. A steel cage match for the White House.
This is terrible.
Like, let's.
I assume you're joking. That was a terrible thing.
Do it in the Rose Garden.
I fully support this.
Oh my God.
That's how we should. Is that really a better or a worse way to settle this than with a debate? Talk about your foreign national policy. What are you going to do with Iran's nuclear program? No,
you give them the people's elbow.
Exactly. Plus, if John Cena wins, we have the first president that likes to wear jorts.
Matthew McConaughey has talked about running for governor of Texas. Matthew, while I have you here, what would your governorship be like?
Hopefully it's going to be all killer, no filler, with some raps and rhymes that can help you get back on time. Put a little reason to your rhyme, some food for thought with a sip of wine. Bring your funny bone. Don't be afraid to bend a knee. And join me in the chase to be more me. With your chase to be more you. Because what else are we really here to do?
Bad journalism on my part, by the way. He's talking about his YouTube channel, not his potential run for governor.
But you're telling me you're not going to tune into that State of the Union address?
Okay, I'm sure it's great for ratings. You know who else is good for ratings?
Magic Mike.
DJ Trump, okay? President DJ Trump.
49 of the... percent of the people like I'm sorry, I can't even do it.
Wow.
Also, just I like the idea of Matthew McConaughey doing, like, instead of like a FDR's fireside chats via radio, he just talks to you from a Lincoln whatever car.
It's just being broadcast.
Yes. He's just got his cell phone on the speaker and he's just talking to America.
Lincoln, the automotive manufacturer.
Whichever car that he does.
Yeah, I think he does Lincoln, but when you just said Lincoln whatever car, I was picturing him driving some sort of Abraham Lincoln mobile.
Made out of logs.
I'm like, what is that?
Again, would that surprise you with Matthew McConaughey?
I guess this is good today. Only 27% of people would support Oprah in a run for political office. 22% say they like Tom Hanks. I was about that till he caught that fake COVID, Tom Hanks. Weak spirit, all right? Weak spirit there. Roxy, your girl, 12% down with President Dolly Parton.
Yes. Why is that so low? 12%?
I would do it.
What is the thing, Dolly Parton? 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
President never takes a moment off, okay? Because now you don't clock out at 5 o'clock, Dolly Parton. That's not going to work for me.
Self-care.
That's another thing Trump ruined.
Self-care.
President.
We can't have celebrity politicians bad. Bad. Bad
Catch
for
me
business.
Outside the White House.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Our new friend, Roxy Castillo, is in studio with us. And we have your chance later on this morning to win tickets. See Justin Blue October, Justin Furstenfeld. Justin Blue October. Justin of Blue October is playing at Whitewater Amphitheater April the 23rd. These are very special tickets. Not going to tell you what they are yet, but these are so special. I didn't know this type of ticket existed, and I'm going to share that with you later on this morning. Stay tuned for your chance to win those. But right now, $25 to spend with our friends at Haymaker over off Manor Road. Hit them up today. Get the California BLT at Cheeseburger Patty. That's the way you do it. We're going to give them away with another round of You Auto Complete Me, the Google game. Roxy, you know when you're typing something into Google, we just heard about Roxy's Google things.
That's another show for another day.
You bad girl. you're typing something into Google and you're not even done, and it's making auto completions predictions what you're looking for. And we play a game. Nick is going to tell us something he inputted into Google, and we're just going to try and guess what is the first prediction auto completion that Google makes is. Okay. For example, if you type Roxy space, do you know what Google says?
Rocks.
Roxy rocks. Roxy music.
Oh.
Roxy Sternberg. Who's that? Anybody?
Nope.
Anybody? Roxy swimwear.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Oh. And then my search history sends me to an xvideos.com page for Roxy Ray.
Put it down.
Didn't need to share that part. Sorry. Okay.
This is why you clear your cookies before you do the
quarter point for any answer in the top five. 1 point for the number one answer. The scoring's a mess. Write your answers down there just so we can protect the integrity of the game. And we each play on behalf of a listener. Irvin called first and chose Team Jason. If I win, Irvin, you're getting the Haymaker hookup. Roxy, you're playing for Pam, all right?
Pam, I'm going to do you right.
All right, that's what Roxy Ray said. what's the first one, Nick?
Our first one is Matt. M-A-T-T, Matt.
Matt. So, Roxy, you can assume they're all Matt space. What comes after Matt? Matt. All right. I'm ready. You ready over there?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I was trying to think of a music mat. I don't have a good music mat to go through to a sports mat. I'm just going generic actor mat. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon is my answer as well.
Oh, okay. See, we're vibing. I like that. That's good.
I was trying to get you. Number one, Matt Gaetz. Disgraced politician.
Yeah.
I was also going to go with Matt Riss. Yeah. Like, mattress.
He's currently in charge of the only child sex trafficking thing that the QAnon people are not interested in.
Oh.
It's a joke stolen from somebody. Weekend update. Ha-ha, I did it. Matt James is also in the top five. Matt Damon, so a quarter point for both of you.
Okay.
Matt Bomer and Matt Stafford are your top five Matts.
All right, so it's a quarter point to a quarter point after the first one. Anybody's game, Nick?
A little bit tricksy, but Taylor Swift is what is. So Taylor Swift, and then what does Google suggest?
Do I get extra points for being done the quickest?
No.
Okay.
No. But
we can issue some moral points.
I have been coached into brevity lately, so somebody likes that about you. Okay. Don't overthink it, you jerk. Taylor Swift songs is my answer. Taylor Swift.
I'm Taylor Swift cats.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Number one, Taylor Swift net worth.
Oh.
And Taylor Swift boyfriend. Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
Albums. And then merch.
Okay. Is no Taylor cats. Swift got a cat situation?
Oh, she's got a whole bunch of... Yeah. She's a cat lady.
I don't know anything about her. Okay.
That's why she was in Cats. It was like a big deal.
Really?
It was like she loves cats. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why was James Corden in it?
Money.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, so I've taken a half point to quarter point lead.
Yes.
Still three to go, though, Roxy. Anything can happen, Nick.
All right.
Denver. This is where I start throwing Roxy some bones to try
Denver
to
are gonna
keep things her way.
Written, but I should have done the obvious.
You can change it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. You're not locked in.
My pen stopped working. Stupid ass pen. From you throwing my pen all the time. Roxy is from Denver. How often do you go back? Ever?
Once a year. Huh. Stock up. Go see my family.
Stock up?
To go see my family.
Oh, okay. Stock up on family time. Okay, there's only two possible answers here. It's Colorado, and I didn't say that. I said weather. Denver, weather.
Ah, and I was going to go for the Colorado as well. I said Denver weed.
Ah, I was so hoping you'd just say nuggets.
Number one answer, Colorado.
God!
Oh, man.
Dang, son of a...
Sorry, Pam.
No!
Number two answer, nuggets.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
That computer's listening to us and knows that we've been making Denver nuggets. No, we Googling the Denver nuggets.
Go Nuggets.
Yeah. Broncos, weather, and then Denver mattress.
Do you? No. Is it?
Now here's the
one of those things they won't tell you about weed.
I bet you,
still views that as illegal
for the longest time. It would not do. It would not let you search for Jason Dick because they were like, "Ooh, that's too." That's
it will let you search for it. It just won't auto complete it.
Yeah,
and for the longest time, still
to Bing. Can we do a Bing?
I've been accused of being a Bing guy in the past. I get down with Bing. If you want to, Bing, let's do it, man.
I've tried that. Even Bing is like, "Do you mean Google?"
All right, I'm up to 3/4 of a point. Roxy on a 1/4 point right now. Still anybody's game. 2 to go, Nick.
Classy. C-L-A-S-S-Y, classy.
Classy.
Mm-hmm.
Classy.
Classy, yep. With the C. Not San Antonio stripper style.
This game reveals I use Siri way too much.
Oh, yeah? I never use Siri. You tell Siri to look stuff up for you?
Yeah, that's her job. I'm excited for this answer.
I am not excited. I've been killing it so far. I got nothing here, but why would you Google this? Classy wardrobe.
I did classy dining.
Oh, okay.
I did not get a point. I can just immediately tell.
Number one answer is classy bougie ratchet, which is lyrics from the Megan Thee Stallion song.
Oh.
Then there's classy nails, classy cakes by Lori. Classy synonym and classy definition.
That's pretty good. Yeah. We've come to the last one. Okay. I'm ahead by 0.5 point. Anything can happen. Nick, what is the final one?
Let's do which wrestler? Which wrestler space? You can tell that Jason's angry at me for my selections, but
I'm not angry at all. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Which wrestler? Oh God, I don't know.
Again, sorry, Pam. I'm not good with these games because my brain don't think the way Google's does.
Yeah, this last one's difficult because it could go a million different. I'm going to try simplicity. One. Which wrestler won?
Okay.
I did. Which wrestler died?
Oh, that's good.
Number one answer, which wrestler died?
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No. This is very dark. It's which wrestler died recently, died in the ring,
God, dang it.
Fell to his death, killed his family.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Not funny.
That was your first,
for us to start
first time
talking about
out.
Wrestling.
Roxy with the 3-pointer at the buzzer for the win. Congratulations, Pam. You're going to get the Haymaker gift card. Irvin, we got a prize for you. Usually we have victory music. How about. I just learned Roxy is a Kesha fan like myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is doing the trick. I should have the sound of some sort of astrology moonstone type thing. Oh, my God. I'm shell-shocked. What has happened to me here? Oh, my God.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. So it gets dark. It gets dark in here sometimes, Roxy Castillo, our new friend, wrestling genius,
Yep, that's what they call me.
Knew that which wrestler died was the go-to.
Golly, I am reeling from this. I can't believe I did that.
But Roxy is a professional wrestler? Professional?
I'm in the wrestling world.
In the business.
I'm in the biz.
Okay, we're going to talk more about Roxy's wrestling endeavors in just a moment. Sarah says, hello, Roxy's victory song needs to be We Are the Champions by Queen. Way to drop the ball, Jason. I feel like somebody had that one. But yeah.
You can one do, of my you can wrestling songs that I walk out of the curtain. Is a Queen song.
Okay. So,
Which one?
You're My Best Friend. Because I'm everybody's friend.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's just a little joyful.
You're our
tune.
Friend.
Get it on,
man.
What a good winter song to have.
Yeah.
You would be a wrestler. You're a wrestling good guy, right?
I'm a face. I'm a sweetheart. Oh, okay. I'll teach you guys about the lingo.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
You're a heel.
I'm a heel.
You're a heel. In this dynamic, you are the heel. I'm a face.
How dare you?
Nick's a fan?
I'm that guy that's in the crowd just like flipping you off and just yelling F you at the top of my lungs.
You're starting the chants.
Yeah.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And now another I barely know what I'm talking about NFT conversation. Tom Brady is getting down with the NFTs.
Of course
he
is.
Yeah, you know me. Roxy, do you know about NFTs?
I was lovingly explained NFTs.
Really?
Did it stick? No.
Yeah.
Here, let me give you the short version. It's a scam.
Okay.
Okay. A non-fungible token, if you will. Tom Brady is launching his own NFT platform called Autograph, where you can get a bunch of Tom Brady NFTs, but also bring together some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, fashion, pop culture to work with creators to develop unique digital collectibles. It's a scam!
A real Brady bunch. Where's my music?
Good.
I'll wait.
Here, which one do you want?
How funny.
Is that one no good?
It works.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There we go.
Okay. That's fine. An NFT, non-fungible token. It says here, pieces of digital content linked to the blockchain. Well, what's the blockchain, you say? The blockchain is the digital ledger system underpinning cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. You got any Bitcoins out there, Roxy?
No.
I gotta have a Bitcoin. What up? I gotta have a Bitcoin. Yeah. Now, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoins, are fungible because you could trade one Bitcoin for another Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But an NFT, non-fungible, every one of them is unique somehow.
It has a number attached to it.
This has astrology energy.
You know what?
It's just BS.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. I guess I mostly know about this. The NBA Top Shot is like selling their highlights. Like somehow there's a LeBron James dunk that's sold for $1 million. And again, I'll keep saying I don't understand because I can just go watch that LeBron James dunk. You're telling me that one dude, one rich collector in Idaho owns that dunk?
The dunk.
I don't think he does.
Is it
I just watched
footage
it.
Of the dunk?
It is. It's a clip of the dunk that you would, in theory, own, but because they attach it using the blockchain technology to a random number, and so you have, you know, version 251 of that dunk.
People do you get royalties?
No,
like every time somebody watches the dunk.
It appreciates. It's been described to me, at least in the sports community, as it's like a trading card. It's like if you had a LeBron James rookie card, but you have the only one. You're the only one in the world who's got that LeBron James rookie card. Can you imagine the value? To which I would say, okay, but this LeBron James rookie card that you have, everybody in the world can just go look at it. Everybody has it. You own it, but everybody can check out your LeBron James rookie card. But apparently the value's going through the roof. It's not just sports things. Kings of Leon released their most recent album as an NFT.
Mm-hmm. I think Post Malone is
whatever,
doing a thing.
Whatever, Kings of Leon. Get out of here with your horns down. Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, sold his first tweet as an NFT for $2.9 million.
Good for him.
I could go look up his tweet, right? I could still.
But you have to scroll all the way down. That's going to take forever.
So somebody spent $3 million to save the scroll time.
Yeah.
Well played. Dylan Rosenblatt is the co-founder and CEO of Tom Brady's NFT company, Autograph. He says, Autograph will bring together some of the world's most iconic names and brands with best-in-class digital artists to ideate, create, and launch NFTs and groundbreaking experiences to a community of fans of and collectors, end quote. It's a scam! Ideate? That's a good-ass word, man. That's a CEO word right there. Ideate. Yeah. I'm going to use that in a sentence today.
Here's my issue with this. Is Tom Brady, don't you have enough money? Why do you need another... Like, first of all, just his wife has enough money that they never, the Bradys never have to work again. He's got that money. Also, he can just sign a football or a jersey or something and make this money. You don't have to get into the NFTs.
Okay, boomer, with your actual tangible things that you hold in reality. Give me a digital signed jersey. That's what I say.
Hey, also, look, if you're out there and you are rich and powerful, can you please tweet in to tell us, why do you want more? Why are you so greedy? Why can't you just enjoy the wealth you have?
But I feel like this is a slippery slope to where in like 10 years, Tom Brady is going to have, like, he's going to be Gwyneth Paltrow with Goop. But it's going to be Boop. And he's going to be selling a candle that smells like his vagina. And that's just where this ends up. And I don't want to live in a world like where Tom Brady has a vagina candle. Vagina?
Can amateurs make NFTs?
Yeah.
Roxy's in the comedy, wrestling, burlesque, astrology world.
I'll sell tweet right now.
I would get the wires bumbled. I'd just end up having spaghetti on my hands.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.